Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, last weekend I was with a whole group of astronomy enthusiasts and we were at a star party, and this is a gathering of people and telescopes where we look up at the night sky and see what there is to be seen. So here's a few sound clips from that event. I hope you enjoy it, as we did, even though the weather wasn't really playing fair. So we're here at Leeuwenbosch-Fontein at a star party, and you'll be able to hear the noises of telescopes slewing around and people in the background, and there's quite a lot of people here and a lot of telescopes. And standing right next to me is John Richards, who many of you may know from the morning show on Fine Music Radio. That's half past seven, isn't it?
That's right, where it is light, but here it is dark, but we also work at night.
Yes, it's very dark here. It's extremely dark sky.
Beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. Look at that Milky Way.
Milky Way arching over us.
Yeah.
It is incredible.
It's absolutely beautiful. And you've got your telescope here. What kind of telescope is it?
It is a Schmidt Cassegrain. It sounds very grand, but it's a hybrid telescope, part reflector.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a mirror in it and a lens, but it's very clever design and very portable and easy to use. And these are generally very popular amongst amateur astronomers.
And what are you going to look at through your telescope?
All sorts of interesting stuff. We're going to look at the beautiful southern Milky Way, which is showcased at this time of the year. We're going to see Omega Centauri. That's a great big globular cluster, the biggest globular cluster, in fact, that we can see, that we can observe.
And you can only see that in the southern hemisphere.
Yes. And we've got a few black clouds drifting over some stars here, but fortunately the clouds are quite small, so sometimes we have to hunt between the clouds to see a star. But at the moment, the Milky Way is splendid. Look at the tail of a scorpion.
And Venus is extremely bright, isn't it? Even though it's in phase.
It's like a searchlight. It's fantastic.
You could even get a shadow from Venus.
Yeah, it's quite easily. I would think it would throw a shadow.
Yeah.
And it, of course, never gets very far away from the sun, but at the moment it's as far away from the sun as it can be.
And so the sun's light is going from the sun to Venus.
Striking Venus, reflected
back to us, and you can get a shadow.
Brilliantly bright, because Venus is covered, swathed in white clouds.
And it's amazing because a lot of people can't believe that you would get a shadow from a planet, from the light coming from a planet.
No, but you can with Venus.
So,
look at Jupiter. Jupiter's very, very bright as well.
Yes, and quite yellow.
Yes, yellowish. Yellower than Saturn. No, we've got an embarrassment of riches when it comes to planets, because we've got them all here.
Yeah.
Venus, and then Jupiter, and then Saturn, and then
right ahead.
Brilliant, reddish, yellowish Mars.
Yes, where is Mars?
Behind a cloud.
But actually, Saturn looks quite pinkish up there, doesn't it? Right above our heads.
Yeah, some people see different. Oh, no, that's Mars.
That's Mars. I was going to say that's too red to be anything else but Mars.
It is bravely shining through a bit of thin cloud, but you can see how bright it is.
Yeah. And the Scorpius right above our heads.
Yes.
Which means we've got a lot of nice clusters in Scorpius in the tail there.
Very rich part of the Milky Way. And of course, if we go to the right of the Scorpion a little bit, we're looking towards the center of our galaxy, where you see star clouds through Sagittarius. Enormous number of stars crowding together. They just look like a mist, but they're actually individual stars when you look at them with a telescope. So it's wonderful. This is the night sky at its best, far away from city lights.
Although there are a few clouds around.
more clouds are coming. Well, this is what astronomers have to put up with.
Yes. And in fact, it's a kind of tension, isn't it? Because we should be happy about the rain, but actually as astronomers we don't want those clouds at all.
Yeah, you get a lot of long faces when it's raining.
Yes, especially when people have come out here.
And then they smile when they think of the dams filling up.
Yes. But we've come quite a long way to and set up our telescopes to look at some wonderful astronomical objects. So let's see. So is your telescope ready and primed for performance here?
It will be in a little while. I've got to activate the computer and line it up on a couple of stars so it knows where it is. Once I've done that, then it will track the stars automatically as the Earth turns.
Excellent. So we'll come and listen to that later. So that was it from the Southern Star Party in Leeuwenbosch-Fontein. Hope you enjoyed hearing about what we get up to as amateur astronomers. And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies and a bit of rain.